Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Sister Carla. Welcome, Sister.
Thank you, Father.
Sister is a member of the Missionary Sister Servants of the Word. They have started a house of formation for lay missionaries at Corpus Christi Parish here in Columbus, which is on Stewart Avenue. I think it's 1111 Stewart Avenue. Maybe as you've listened to these conversations, the Lord might be moving your heart to help support the sisters and their lay missionaries in their formation. So there's their address. You can just send any kind of contributions, financial contributions, to Corpus Christi Parish in care of the sisters there and the lay missionaries. Sister, let's first start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we ask that your blessing be upon all of our listeners and their day and their families. We just ask, O Lord, that you give them the graces that they need to be ever faithful to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sister, I was wondering if we could talk about the methods of your community. And there are two that I'm really kind of curious on. One, the first is the formation that you give to your lay missionaries. So, you know, it's interesting. There are a whole lot of different lay missionary apostolates in the church, you know, and a lot of them are present here in the diocese, you know, Focus, SPO, Damascus, some of the Adore. There are some of these, you know, lay apostolates present here that have their own means and methods that they form them. I think, you know, what's really I find very valuable in all of this is it's not just that you're giving them talents and training them in something, but it's really kind of giving them a full Christian formation as disciples, you know. It's sort of like in seminary, especially college seminary, you know, the Lord calls men to the priesthood, but sometimes he just calls men to the seminary, and they go there and they get the formation in prayer and in the church's teaching and then the gospel that the Lord wants them to have. And then he sends them off to be husbands and, and fathers, you know. But I think like that crucial formation that I think the formation of lay missionaries contributes. And I can only imagine that it's more than just some techniques, but it's actually how to be a disciple.
Yes. Our founder, Father Luigi Butera, he's an Italian priest. He's still alive. He is 88 years old, living in Mexico. He says, I am more Mexican than you. And his initial thought in this plan or community was to form the youth, to go out and, as Jesus and his disciples, his apostles, to preach the good news. That was what he taught. Okay, I will form, I will give them knowledge of the scripture so that they can go. But after it came all this plan or the work from the Spirit as sisters, priests, because the youth didn't want to go home anymore. So he would invite the youth, he would form them, and okay, you go. And then after, then you can go home, right? Or you go home. And then, but the formation, like you said, Father, it has to change the way of life of a person, right? Through sacrifice, through generosity. I mean, in the formation, you don't do what you want. You can. You have to follow a discipline. You have to follow, you have to be generous. But like you said, the method that we use in the formation is, like I said about the pillars, like that's what sustains us. And I think 8 months, it's not so long, right? After, I don't know, 20 years or 15 years of having a thought or doing what you want in your house, in your comfort, then you come to a formation house and you have to obey. You have to wake up early. We wake up at 5:30 or even 5 in the morning. Silence, prayer. Sometimes it is shocking, but it's very amazing to know that Father Luigi says, you didn't even obey your parents in your house, and now you come here and you obey me, right? You are receiving this formation. So basically, the Word of God, the method that we use, Father, we have 9 Bible courses written by Father Luigi. And basically, it's a charismatic encounter with the Lord. It's more on teaching or terms. It's more the encounter, the mm-hmm. charismatic encounter. So the history of salvation is the first one. Then is life in the Spirit. Then it's prayer. Then the sacraments. And then how can you give those Bible courses to others? Mm. So we call didactic guide. So now that they have received these first Bible courses, then, okay, now you stand before me and now you're going to preach to me. Oh, that's really tough. Mm. When that part comes during the formation, it's like the talents start going out, or even the crisis, right? Like, no, I can't do this. I can't do it in front of people. I get shy. But it's, I think it's really the grace of God when you understand that you can do this, that you can share with others, not what you're thinking, but what the Lord is telling you to say, like a prophet, right? They're speaking in the name of God, and this is what you're doing. You're not doing something great. You just do what you have to do as a Christian. But many, we do not know that if no one tells us about it. So I think that's one of the major things that helps us in the formation. And that the youth get really excited and they, okay, I want to go to mission already. So that's those methods. Then after the didactic guide, they also teach us, or we teach them, the documents of the church, catechism of the Catholic Church, the tradition. It's just so much, but in a simple way, because that's how we have to talk to the people, in a simple. Some of the people we evangelize do not know how to read. We have different, right? Those who have a lot of knowledge and those who, no, they don't. Simple people.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Sister Carla from the Missionary Sister Servants of the Word. Sister, you were talking about that the approach really is, and with your method with the formation. So I guess the first question is, for the lay missionaries, it's presumed that they've gone through those 9 Bible,
yes,
Bible studies before they go into formation.
Yes. Some of them only go through 2 of those courses. So this is why, Father, when they enter the formation house, we give it to them again.
Okay.
So we repeat those, because some of them either they have now a different way of seeing life, I don't know. And then, okay, so we again give them those 9 Bible courses.
And then in that formation, it's not just scripture, but you go through the catechism with them and the church's documents and everything.
Yes.
So it's kind of this fuller formation.
Yes, it's included, especially in the sacraments. Yes, but really it's a lot of information. It's just we there's a lot of treasure, of course, in the Catholic Church, and we learn that, and we everything from the fathers of the church, right? The popes, all these writings, right? That many of us as Christians are not even aware of them.
Yeah, beautiful. The maybe the structure. Maybe you could explain, like, on the nine scripture studies. So one is kind of more charismatic encounter.
Yes.
So it's sort of, and when we say charismatic, kind of the basic message of the gospel.
Yes.
And then there's some on prayer.
Yes.
And then you said there's, and then also the church's teaching is then kind of expounded.
Yes.
So you kind of match up the scriptures with kind of the church's teaching. Is that how those texts look?
The first one, the history of salvation, we start from Genesis, and then we go through all the way through Revelation. Of course, we don't cover everything,
yeah,
but the basic. Then the life in the Spirit, that's where we renew our baptismal promises also. Then prayer. So different ways that we can pray through the Bible with Mary, with Jesus. And then it's the last 3 Bible courses are more on the scriptures, the books of the scripture, more on theology, really. And then we also have one that touches more on the liturgy, everything from everything in the liturgy, right? More on the documents also. So it's that's the approach that we use. So we start simple, the encounter, okay, knowing Christ, meditating the word, then really the terms, the knowledge, the documents, all of that. That's more, it's more higher, it's higher.
Yeah, excellent. And so after they've gone through formation, the lay missionaries, and it's 8 months, you said?
Eight months of formation.
Then they're on mission for 2 years.
Yes.
Is that right?
We send them to a parish where the parish priest, of course, with the permission of bishop, where the parish priest allows the lay missionaries to work there in that parish to be assigned. They do first a promise of a year. So they do a promise of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Of course, it's not a vow, but they are promising to live as a religious, right? And we are in close contact with them, of course. They are our responsibility still. And they do the same thing. They whatever they learn, they now go and put into action.
So it's a temporary consecration, kind
yes.
of, as long for the 2 years.
Yes, and then, Father, they can renew one more year. And then if after they finish, they decide to go home, okay, they can go home because...
Is there a sort of a ongoing affiliation, you know, almost like a third order, like that
yes.
the former missionaries like still have with the community?
Yes, they continue to be part of the community. They also evangelize the youth and they send vocations also. They encourage the youth to be missionaries, sharing their experience, and they continue to also receive a formation.
Well, thank you so much, Sister. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. With me today has been Sister Carla, and this is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Until next time, peace and all good.